afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
Well, I'm glad you said might have a plan, Isaiah, because quite honestly, this is the first time in over 2 years that I don't have a plan. Well, I suppose it's not that I don't have a plan, or it's not the first time I don't have a plan, because there is an episode very early on where I think it was very explicitly stated a variation of that in the name of the podcast, and I mean very, very early on, within the first 20 episodes, I think, where I really didn't have a plan when we podcasted. We just kind of did whatever, me and my guest Dylan in that episode, I believe it was. But really, there is no plan this week. I woke up this morning, Monday morning, and realized I hadn't published or produced a podcast. Immediately, my wife says something to me, and I said, yeah, I know. I forgot about it, but I also have no idea what I'm going to talk about. And so I racked my brain throughout the entire day, and I sit down. It's now 6:28 p.m. on Monday evening, the day this podcast is being published. Late, obviously, but at least it's the same day, so I've got that going for me at this point in time. Well, like I said, I really had no ideas. So I said, you know, I know that I asked in a personal Facebook post of mine recently for podcasting ideas. And while I did have some people say, yeah, I'd love to be a guest, because we've now run our vault dry, there is no such thing as a vault anymore. Well, I can't just call someone and be like, hey, how's now work for you? So that was right out the window. Then I had a Cooking with Trent suggestion, which you can't really do just an audio version of Cooking with Trent and Leanne. You can't, it's not possible. And then a girlfriend of mine, she had put a lot of suggestions on there, and I vividly remember those, so that's why I had partly went to look at that post. I couldn't find him anywhere, and so I messaged her, and she had unfortunately deactivated her Facebook for a little bit. So with the deactivation of her Facebook went the disappearing of all her comments for the time being. So then it was back to the drawing board, and I had said to my friend this morning when I was trying to think of ideas, I said, hey, what are you doing tonight? Like, you should come on the podcast, and we should talk about Russia and Ukraine, because it's been a conversation point between us both, and we see different articles, different videos, different news outlets giving updates, posting, things like that. Well, then he came back and he said, you know, I don't feel, I like, thanks for asking, but I don't feel educated enough to be able to come on and talk about that. There's another buddy of mine at work that I've been talking a lot with. But of course, I can't just call him up last minute either. It goes back to, you know, I can't just call someone up last minute and be like, hey, want to record a podcast episode because I slacked off and didn't do it until the day of. And so here we are. Here we sit trying to find an idea. I've got my vodka soda in front of me. I don't really know. I mean, it might be a double, might not. I actually don't know. I'll freeport it. But my point is, we got what we got tonight, and here's where we're at. I am not a subject matter expert, nor will I ever claim to be through the recording of this podcast. I know that my wife was looking for a neutral, or as neutral of a news source as she could get in terms of news, because of course, you know, there's a lot of different things that are coming out, are being published, and simultaneously, I am trying to find the name that was recommended to her. A girlfriend of ours had said she likes HLN, that is lighter news, and also Smirconish on CNN. It's on at apparently 9 a.m. on Saturdays, in case you want to tune in. Very centrist and goes to the root of issues. So in case you're looking for something maybe more so in the middle, or something just straight to the facts. But I figured that while we're here, why not just highlight a few of the things that I've seen, to highlight a few conversations I've had regarding this Russia-Ukraine thing. And the first thing I want to start out with is all of these organizations, in terms of really, I'm thinking a lot about sports. I've seen it a lot where it's other countries and or the organization saying, well, now no Russians can participate in this particular sport. And I think you get into a very interesting argument there. Because that would be like, I try to draw the comparison, right? So it's like if Biden said, all right, we're going to war with Canada, just picking a random place. We're going to go to war with Canada, but now it's set across the globe. Americans can't do X, Y, and Z. Well, I shouldn't be punished because my leader, my country, made certain decisions that I had no effect in terms of making. And so I brought this up to one of my friends, and he said, yeah, he goes, I can see that point of, you know, like it's unfair in a sense to punish people who are innocent bystanders in all of this and who are being, in a way, punished through sanctions with only because of their nationality. He said, however, Putin is someone who really cares about that big national stage. He cares about Russia's name being out there. He cares about being essentially on the pedestal. And so, again, using this sporting example, taking away that from Russia as a whole, in also including Putin in that, while it may not be something that the everyday Russian cares about, it is something that Putin would very much care about. And so, in a way, it's trying to get to Putin. I also had seen and heard, well, I had heard because I didn't see this. I'd heard about Elon Musk rerouting some satellites. So Starlight satellites are now over Ukraine, providing them internet. And one of my friends, when I was texting him, we text very often about it. He is very, very educated. I wish I could be like him. Honestly, he is very, very educated about this, and he puts things in a very simplistic manner, easy to understand, easy to talk about. And maybe I'll see if I can get him on the podcast next week now that I'm saying that. But the term that he used to describe Ukrainians after some of the different articles and everything that have come out is fierce. That they are a very fierce people. And it really goes to show some of the things that are happening. It really goes to show the kind of people that Ukrainians are. For example, I saw something this weekend that said that Ukrainians are actually going around and removing road signs to confuse the Russians, and also changing their road signs, the electronic ones, to say, go F yourselves. I also had seen something about a audio recording where that was one of the last things that was heard was Ukrainians telling Russian soldiers to go F themselves. Leanne was telling me that there was the Sunflower Lady. If you haven't heard about the Sunflower Lady, she was actually, well, let me find the article here. You can even just Google Ukrainian Sunflower Lady, and it'll pop up. And right here, an article from The Independent. Brave Ukrainian woman tells Russian soldier, quote, put sunflower seeds in your pocket so they grow when you die. Yeah, talk about brave. I'll tell you what. And what about Zelensky's quote? President of Ukraine, Zelensky is his last name, told the U.S. when they offered him an escort out of there, knowing that he is Putin's number one target, Zelensky said in his military outfit, I don't need a ride. I need ammunition. The fact that he was going to stay there and fight just talks about the integrity and the valiance in this guy. Again, going back to that word that my friend used to describe the Ukrainians as fierce. I figured if I was going to talk about this topic, while I would love to be a hell of a lot more educated, if you go to FARC.com, that's FARK.com, you can see a lot of different news articles. You can see articles ranging from amusing, scary, news, ironic, dumbass, hero, vintage, creepy, interesting, asinine, miscellaneous, fail, cool, awkward. There's a lot of different things. And so if you're looking to kind of browse any sort of news, this is not Russia-Ukraine news necessarily, this is a great place to go. Well, I pulled some articles just from today alone, today, February 28th, 2022. And I'd like to share a couple of them that I found with you. One that I thought was really interesting was on this day in history in 1994, was actually the first NATO military action. So in the first military action, the 45-year history of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, U.S. fighter planes had shot down four Serbian warplanes engaged in a bombing mission in violation of Bosnia's no-fly zone. Again, you can find this article. This is on history.com. That was an interesting one to take a look at. Talking about the importance of putting Russia's name on the pedestal, putting Russia's name globally in front of the world. It was very interesting. We were talking about the Olympics, my buddy and I. And he goes, yeah, he goes, you know how much he loves Russia's name in the Olympics, having it in front of everybody. He goes, if you think about it, though, he probably purposefully planned to do everything after the Olympics because it was almost maybe the day after that something happened with them going into Ukraine. You notice he waited until after the Olympics rather than doing it during the Olympics when people may have been more distracted. Something to think about. This article that I also found, all these articles are from FARC.com, F-A-R-K.com. This is another one I had seen that apparently the Ukrainians are using Twisted Sister's 1984 anthem, We're Not Going to Take It, quote, as a rallying cry. And the former frontman, or sorry, maybe this is the current frontman, I don't know, D. Snyder, I guess. He said that you know, the Ukrainians are more than welcome to use any of our songs. He said he was actually proud that they were using that song. This one was an interesting one to me, and now I'm not going to be able to find it, probably. This was also from The Independent, interestingly enough. And this one said, well, where did it go? Ugh, I know it was here. All right, give me 12 seconds. Yes, here it is. Essentially, Putin had said it was about trains. And so Putin had said, you know, get the troops on the train so that they can go to Ukraine. But a guy had said back to Putin, but sir, hackers have stopped the train. And essentially Putin's response was, damn those meddling kids. These are the kind of articles. Here are things I did not know. Apparently, Ukrainians, and this is a tweet from Read the Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin, or at Joshua Potash on Twitter, whatever. I don't know how you refer to people on Twitter. Anyway, he had said, quote, the future is a very weird place. Ukrainians are uploading videos on TikTok on how to drive abandoned or captured Russian military vehicles. And I'm literally watching a video of a girl in a military vehicle right now on TikTok. This is the video that she had posted. Yeah, very interesting. I don't know if it's real or not. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing here. I also don't think I could ever drive a tank. Last one, right? Is it one or more or two more? Yes, last one I want to touch on here. I don't know if you also saw this other video of a Ukrainian farmer using his tractor to essentially steal a Russian tank. He was towing away a Russian tank with his tractor. Last one that I'll mention while we're on here that I saw, which I thought was really funny, really interesting. And actually, I'm going to pull it up so I make sure that I read this correctly to you, this caption. And hopefully that one of you will want to be a guest next week. Oh, okay. All right. She just went for it. Cool. Hopefully one of you will want to be a guest next week so that we don't have to go through all this again and figure out what we're going to talk about. But how do you find, here we go. Just talking to myself. So this video was of the video's unavailable. Anyway, it was of a guy, a Ukrainian, who was carrying an anti-tank mine. See, now I'm not going to be able to do the video justice. It was a guy carrying a mine, and he had a Marlboro in his mouth while he was carrying this mine around, trying to remove it from the road, basically. All right, that's all I have for you. I just wanted to touch on some different news that I've been seeing, some different things I've been hearing in terms of this Russian-Ukrainian war that's going on, and by golly, I hope that things end soon. I did see earlier today that Zelensky and Putin had a meeting. Zelensky was unsure of how things would go. He was not very optimistic, and I don't blame him at all, to be quite honest. So from what I read, first day of talks went really well. We'll see how things progress. Obviously, thoughts and prayers very much so with the Ukrainians right now. And until next week, hopefully we'll have a better topic. Thanks for listening.